With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Mediators gather in Pakistan to push for an end to the Iran war.
Pakistan says top diplomats from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt are participating in talks in Islamabad. And Pakistan's prime minister says he and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian have held extensive discussions on regional hostilities. The talks in Pakistan come days after the U.S. offered Iran a 15-point action list as a framework for a possible peace deal. Egypt says the meetings are aimed at opening a direct dialogue between the U.S. and Iran. On Saturday, Iran eased some restrictions on commercial ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz, agreeing to allow 20 more Pakistani-flagged vessels to pass through the critical passageway. I'm Donna Warder.
Heading into the weekend, President Trump signed an executive order. It will pay tens of thousands of TSA officers who have been working without pay for over a month during the partial government shutdown. Major U.S. airports continue to recommend passengers show up several hours before their scheduled departures. The executive order came at a very busy travel time of the year. The White House is defending President Trump's mail ballot in last week's special election in Florida. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president argues that voting by mail leads to fraud, and he's pushing Congress to curtail the practice. But that didn't stop him from casting a mail ballot in the race to represent his home district in Palm Beach County. He voted by mail, even though early in-person voting was available while he was in Florida. A White House spokesperson said that the president objects to universal mail-in voting and that he supports exceptions for some mail-in ballots. Greg Clugston, the White House.
This is SRN News. The Human Rights Campaign is losing influence.
The leading LGBT pressure group in this country has long issued its Corporate Equality Index, ranking major businesses on how much they support the gay agenda. But since President Trump's election in 2024, a lot of corporations have refused to be ranked by the HRC. About 60% of companies that used to submit to the HRC's index no longer do so, including giants such as Walmart, McDonald's, and IBM. Michael Harrington reporting.
California lawmakers considering a bill that would establish buffer zones around houses of worship designed to keep protesters at a distance. The legislation would establish a 100-foot zone around any church, synagogue, or mosque and would bar protesters from approaching members of the congregation except with consent. This legislation in California has the support of 40 Jewish groups. This is SRN News. A major spill off the Gulf of Mexico has spread more than 373 miles across the ocean and seeped into seven nature reserves. Mexicans who have worked in Veracruz's booming fishing industry for years say they've been dealt a delta blow on one of their busiest weeks of the year. The USS Massachusetts has joined the Navy fleet. Saturday's commissioning ceremony made the submarine the first named after the Bay State. It was christened on May 6, 2023, by the ship's sponsor, Sheryl Sandberg, the former COO of Meta.
The USS Massachusetts represents our proud naval history. In this 250 year of our nation's founding, our nation's independence, we have never been more proud that the journey started here in Massachusetts.
The USS Massachusetts cost $2.8 billion. More details at SRNnews.com.